Welcome to Shom Achshava and the Daf. Shir sponsor Lui Nishmas Ayin Biak Hashom Le'avas Yitzchok. We're holding in Bo'abasra Daf Ayin Dalet. In the middle of the Agatas of Rabbi Bachano, we reached Maimer Yud Gimel, the 13th Maimer, 13th story of Rabbi Bachano. And that's about 12 lines down in Amud Aleph. Says the Gemara, Omer Le, the Yishmaeli tells Rabbi Bachano, Toach Viloch, let me show you Har Sinai. I want to show you the Har Sinai. I want to show you where it is. As the chazoi de hadro le akrovo, around our Sinai there's akravim. There's scorpions. Vekaimo kecham rechivarta. They look like white donkeys. Shemati baskol shemeres. I hear a baskol that says, "Oyli shenishbati." It's not good that I did a shvuo. V'achshav shenishbati mi meferli. Now that I did the shvuo, who's gonna take the shvuo away? Who's gonna be made for the shvuo? Ke asoy lekamei derabanon. Omri kol abo chamro kol barbarchano sichso. There's a lashon we had before that they gave a negative description to Rabbi Barchano. His name was Abo, he called him a donkey. Barbarchano sichso means a shaite. Hayalecha loimar mufor lecho. He should draw a faro. Fusomer dimo shvuoso dima bohu. Maybe it's a shvu of mabul. Rabbanon ken oy lamali. Why is there oy over there? So Ramosh Shapir Zatzal in the Sefer Nechus Yomo goes on here to explain what is going on in this Agata, what's the story. So he comes and explains when the Ishmaeli shows Har Sinai, what is he showing? What does he mean he's showing us? He's showing us the location of Har Sinai? Showing the actual mountain? He says, no, not pshat, that's not the pshat. Showing Har Sinai means showing our connection to Har Sinai. Showing what is our shaykhis, how do we get connected to Har Sinai? What is the minimum required, so to speak, to get connected to our Sinai? And what stops us from being connected to our Sinai? So when he sees our Sinai, he says that around our Sinai, there's akravim, there's scorpions. What is the idea of scorpions? So there's Rav Moshe based on the Vilna Gaon that says somewhere else that when a person is davening, Shmoneh Esrei, the Gemara in Brocha says, even if he has a nochosh al hakevui, even if there's a snake, he should not stop davening. But if there's a scorpion, he does have to stop davening. Explains the Vilna Gaon. There's a oimekovia. We're talking about a snake and a scorpion. A snake means when a person has some hirhuri yitzahara. He has bad thoughts while he's davening. He should continue davening, even though he has thoughts that are not appropriate. Unless he has a scorpion. A scorpion represents hiru of kfira. He's starting to question chas hashalom. The Hara Kushbuch is revealed to him, and he has kfira, some kfira questions. Then he has to stop davening. You can't daven with hiruri kfira. That's what it means that a person should stop davening when he has an akrav al akevoi. The akravim around Har Sinai or the kfira. The minimum amount that needs to be in order for Am Yisrael to be shaykh to Har Sinai is to have emun in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what we know. When we went out of Mitzrayim, what was the minimum thing that Am Yisrael have? What was the minimum level that Am Yisrael had for them that it deserves to go out of Mitzrayim is the emun in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As brought down the Medrash, the Mashmos of the Rambam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was relying on the emunah of Am Yisrael to take them out of Mitzrayim. In order to go from Mitzrayim and get to Har Sinai, you need to have emunah. You need to have emunah b'ribono shel olam. And if chas hashalom, that emunah is out, so we don't have a shaychus to Har Sinai. That's what the Yishmaeli is showing. He's showing Rabbi Bachano what's the minimum required to connect to Har Sinai. Ramosh explains, continues to explain, what does it mean that it's white donkeys? That in order to get away from kfiro, you have to go back to the level of a donkey. Donkey is loshon choymer. You take away all tsuru, you take away all shapes that you have. So take out in order to go to get away from kfiro, person has to go to the minimum level of understanding, take away all kinds of cheshboinus, and white again is very pure, and only through that you can go back. So the white donkeys is the way to overcome these scorpions. That's what Ramosha goes to explain in the first explanation. And the second explanation, he says that akravim refers to the Erev Rav. The Erev Rav that came with Am Yisrael, they're the ones that are preventing Am Yisrael to be fully connected to Har Sinai. And they have a shaykhis to chamoyim levonim, because when Am Yisrael went out of Mitzrayim, they used chamoyim to go out. And they're levonim because kashim geim kesapachas. So that's the white refers to that. So then it refers to now how you fix it, but the actual issue of that kravim, that they're chamoyim levonim. Rabbi Bachani hears that here's a baskoil that says, oyili shenishbati, it's terrible that I did a shvuah. And the Gemara goes on to explain that what Rabbi Bachani thought was that the shvuah is the shvuah of the mabul. That's what he thought. and told him, Rabbanan, no, it's not the Shavuot of the Mabul. You should be made for it. And the reader Rashbam says that what was the Shavuot? The Shavuot was the Shavuot of a Golus. If you would be made for the Shavuot, there would be no more Golus. So what's the connection between these two Shavuot? Explains Rav Moshe Shapir Zatzal. The Pshat is like this. We know when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Torah on Har Sinai, so the Umos HaOlam came in front of Bilam and said, maybe a Mabul came to the world. And Bilam said, no, it's not a Mabul. Hi, so what's this terrible noise? This is the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving Torah to Am Yisrael. Mr. Maharal explains that the Har Choyev, Shavit Yodor Churban, and Umos HaOlam lost their level, their connection, when Am Yisrael got Torah. So the Torah is connected to Mabul. The Mabul of the world is Meshech Shaychit to Kabbalah Satur in Har Sinai. And explains the Moshe, what's Shat, why it's the Shaychis? Because if Am Yisrael don't receive the Torah, so then there really is a Mabul. Meaning, it's a tzad Mabul here every time. The Torah needs to be given to the world. It's given to the world, it's a Mabul, so to speak, to Umos HaOlam, they lose their level. And if Am Yisrael doesn't receive the Torah, it's a Mabul to the entire world. So you are Shaykh to Mabul. So Baruch Bechana years, there's a Shavuah that has to do with Har Sinai. Which Shavuah are we talking about? He's talking about a Shavuah of the Mabul, because Baruch Hu wants to come and destroy the world. Why? Because Am Yisrael are disconnecting themselves from Har Sinai. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, okay, so I don't want the Shavuah, I don't want that connection that I have through Har Sinai. That's what Baruch Bechana understood. He thought it was the Shavuah of the Mabul. The Shavuah of the Mabul should shach to Har Sinai. Rabbanan answer him and say no. Rabbanan say that we know that in the end of the day, the anhog of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael is lemalo mitas adin, and regardless of what happens, there's never a regret of the shaychis of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Am Yisrael. And the only thing HaKadosh Baruch Hu kivyochol regrets is the result of the shvuah. What happens to the shvuah that we have? We have a shvuah, we have a bris, we have a covenant HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Part of the covenant is when Am Yisrael does bad, they have to go to Golos. That portion of the shvuah is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mischaret. Not the whole connection Chas Hashem with Am Yisrael. So therefore, if you may, if you only may for that portion, and you may, there will be an end to the Golos. So Nimitzei Ken, this mimer is referring to Am Yisrael's connection to our Sinai today. What's bothering, what's disturbing that connection? And you may not have, I mean, that maybe that connection is over and the Chiddush that will never be over. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list to WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.